Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehr. And if you're beginning to sense a little holiday tenseness as you walk to work, people a little more likely to say, hey, what are you doing? New York Magazine wants to end the year on an up note. So their seventh edition of Reasons to Love New York right now hits newsstands on the web today. Chris Smith and Amy LaRocca join me now in studio to run through the editor's reasons and hear some of yours. What happened this year that made you proud of your city? If you live, work, or in any way claim New York as your own, call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. That seems the perfect moment to have a shout out to our listeners internationally about reasons that you love New York. So share what you love about New York. Welcome, Chris and Amy.
Thanks for having us.
Now, reason number one, the Occupy movement began by occupying Wall Street, at least a nearby public-private park. Was that a unanimous choice?
Yeah, I think, you know, never nothing's unanimous in a room full of journalists, right? I mean, that'd be
or a room full of New Yorkers, right?
Exactly.
Four people, five opinions?
Yeah, and I think one of the great things about these issues, as they've been produced under Adam Moss, is that, you know, you can have differing opinions on the reasoning, but there are enough different elements of the city represented that I think it's a great compendium of why we're all thrown together and angry, happy, you know, the mixes that it produces. And maybe Zuccotti Park Occupy wasn't everyone's number one, but it certainly dominated a lot of people's media lives.
Well, for Dave from Queens, it was the reason. Hi, Dave. You picked Occupy Wall Street. Why?
Because I think it's been demonstrated that it kickstarted an awakening, you know, a reawakening of people's consciousness about a lot of the things that really we need to change if we want to, you know, have a society that we all want to live in.
Thanks for your call, Dave. One of the reason number two, these little one percenters are standing with 99%. Amy, do you want to explain that?
Yeah, this is an item about very privileged kids in New York who empathize with the Occupy movement. So they are private school graduates who are maybe getting out of college with no loans and in a really privileged position who maybe weren't in the position until the Occupy movement happened to consider how lucky they are. And it's made them realize that they're in really fortunate positions and to stand with the 99 percenters. And that's one of the reasons to love New York, because it's a great thing about people in the city coming together across lines. And I think a lot of these reasons are things that just make us like New York, whether or not you agree with the Occupy Wall Street movement or you don't or you have problems with it. You can still feel happy that it's happening. And I think that's what a lot of these reasons are about.
And I think Amy touches on something important that runs through a lot of these particular issues or selections, and certainly is represented in her writing about the Alexander McQueen exhibition. People come to realizations in the city all the time, but I think we have a pretty high percentage of people acting on them. That you get the sense in this issue, as I hope a lot of people do in the city, of participation.
Yeah.
You know, these are kids created a Tumblr page or went downtown and held up signs in the park or stood in line for 3 hours to see the Alexander McQueen exhibit. You know, it's still one of the great things about the city is you can get out there and be a part of it in a lot of ways.
We had a couple of Facebook comments on Occupy Wall Street. Let me read a couple of them. Occupy Wall Street, her reason, from Kavita. Given that several of the New York-based banks had a hand in spurring the recession, proud that the worldwide movement that seeks to address the growing inequality started here in New York. And Michelle gave her reason as Occupy Times Square. When I went down to Occupy Times Square, it was so packed to the brim, I looked at everyone holding their cameras. I heard people, young, middle ages, and older, chanting, "We are the 99%, and the whole world is watching." Some were native New Yorkers, some were transplants, and I thought, I love New York. Guess that's what you're looking for, right? That moment when someone's just, I love New York.
Exactly.
All right, Chris Smith, Andrew Cuomo, reason number three, has redeemed the phrase the political lifer, as you say. Was that in any way a tough choice for you?
No. I mean, politically, the governor has had a tremendous amount of success this year, and I realized that, you know, particularly with the vogue on the national scene for amateur candidates, people who run with their main credential being lack of experience in elected office, that here's a man who spent essentially all of his 54 years on earth in one form of politics or another and demonstrated how that can be an incredible preparation in this past year, whether it was on passing budgets that closed $8 billion gaps or legalizing gay marriage in the city or in the past couple of weeks reforming the tax code. Now, the substance of all that, the result of all that, is still very much an uncertainty, I think.
Amy LaRocca, it's not all politics, right?
Absolutely not.
What among the other, what are there, and I noticed what there were 42 reasons or some odd number like that.
Yeah, whatever we come up with.
When I got to page 42, I turned the page to look for number 43 and came to an article about bread. But
bread is also a reason to love New York.
What were some of your other favorites from the sort of non-political sphere?
Well, I really love reason number four, which is about a couple who've been together for, let me get this right, I mean, I want to say a million years, but it's something.
A long time, decades and decades.
Decades and decades, and we're finally able to marry this year. And that is one of my favorite, 64 years together, that this couple, Lewis Halsey and John Spofford, got married on the 11th of November this year. And they've been together for 64 years. And I think that's just absolutely a reason to love New York.
We had a number of gay marriage comments. Here's one from Roseanne. My grandson's daddies got married on the first day they could, July 24th, under a rainbow chuppah on Worth Street. You may not see that in a lot of other cities. who knows? Let's take a few more callers. Skip from Manhattan. Hi, you're on WNYC, talking about things you love about New York.
Good morning. I'm a legally blind senior, and I couldn't live anyplace else and do what I do other than in New York City because of the availability of traffic. No.
Transportation. Public transit? Is that what you meant to say, Skip?
And I want to say that how wonderfully helpful New Yorkers are in general to me as I try to cross streets either with my walker or with my cane. You wouldn't believe the help I get or the offers for help, and sometimes I need it a lot.
All right. Thanks for your call, Skip. 433-9692-212-433-WNYC is the phone number for those of you who have calls. Skip from Manhattan was just telling us about how he loves how warm people are. I'm wondering if this sort of informed any of your other choices. Chris, you want to take that one?
Sure. I think a prime example of that are the pairing of numbers 40 and 41, where absolutely horrific, tragic story of a mother in Brownsville who quite literally took a bullet to save two kids and died herself. And, you know, right opposite that, an elite surgeon who, you know, took an email from a frightened father in Dallas whose son had some terrible brain tumor. And not only answered the guy's questions by email, ultimately did the surgery that it probably saved this kid's life.
You know, there's also a lot of sense from some of these things of this sort of, you know, we're all in it together. We got a lot of comments from Facebook on Hurricane Irene. Emily Ann writes, neighborhood folks shopping for heirloom tomatoes at the Fort Greene Farmers Market the morning of Hurricane Irene was her reason to love New York. How New Yorkers responded to the hurricane and the earthquake were list number 21, right, Amy?
Yes, that is number 21. And I think we certainly had some unexpected weather events this year. And they ended up being, you know, a lot of fun. I think once we recovered from the blizzard, You know, there's a line in this item that I like so much, which is every Gothamite's brain has a post-apocalyptic movie playing at all times, and although the first act is always titled "Get Me Out of This Death Trap," that the second and third acts vary, and I think that's definitely something everybody who lives here.
Well, that's the, you know, I mean, that's the thing of New York, right? Is that, like, we're always complaining we want to leave, and then we never do.
And we don't go anywhere.
We want to stay.
Yeah.
Because in the end, we sort of like being in it with each other.
And we're all trapped, and that's so, kind of fantastic.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC, talking to Chris Smith and Amy LaRocca of New York Magazine about the 42 reasons to love New York. We're also taking your calls. But we're almost out of time. So I just wanted to ask both of you, we'll start with you, Chris, first, of the 42 things that we have not discussed, what would you say is the one that moves to the top of your list?
Yeah, it's not necessarily one. It's the photography. I still think print magazines, as archaic as they are in the internet world in some ways, do a tremendous job of showcasing beautiful parts of the city.
And I have mine right here.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That we still read print magazines.
And
all right.
We've got talented photographers and editors, you know, shots of ballets, shots of gutters in Bushwick. It's a great photographic record of the city.
All right, Amy, in about 15 seconds.
Okay, in about 15 seconds. I think that number 15, which is great hair, which is an item just about how much fun we all have kind of dressing up for each other and peacocking on the streets. And I think that's one of the funnest parts of living in New York.
I'm going to add my reason, which is that you can ride your bike all the way from sort of the Caribbean near Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx over to New England on City Island and have really great lobster. those are reasons to love New York. And we'll continue the discussion online on our Facebook page at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer page or go to the Facebook page. We will continue this discussion. Thanks so much to both of you, Amy LaRocca, Chris Smith, New York Magazine.